Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Nora. Right, so this morning we're talking about something that genuinely surprised me when I first saw the numbers. And honestly, it's one of those things that feels obvious in hindsight, but nobody was doing it. So there's this pattern emerging in AI agent development, and it's not about building smarter models or better prompts. It's about asking one simple question before every single API call. Does this actually need an LLM? Because here's the thing. A developer built an SEO audit agent that was costing 6 cents per URL. Not terrible, right? But they looked at what the agent was actually doing and realized most of the work was just counting things, checking title lengths, validating URLs, stuff that Python does for free. So they built a tiered routing system, Python first. If the task is deterministic, just use code. No API call, no cost. Then Claude Haiku for anything ambiguous but simple, and only escalate to Sonnet when you genuinely need semantic judgment. The result? Per URL cost went from 6 cents to effectively zero for most pages, not a small improvement, a 6,000 times reduction. And the insight here isn't technical, it's economic. The most expensive mistake in agent development isn't choosing the wrong model, it's choosing any model when you don't need one. Think about that for a second. Okay, so this next one properly excited me, because I've debugged state machines at 2 in the morning. And it is not fun. A developer built something called Tramly. It's a state machine framework where invalid transitions literally can't compile. Not won't compile if you're careful. Can't compile. Full stop. Here's how it works. Tramly checks 8 validation rules at build time. Every state has to be reachable. Every processor has to receive the data it needs and produce what it promises. No orphaned states. No missing transitions. No data flowing into the void. The example they give is an OAuth flow. You know the one. User clicks login, redirect, exchange code for token, handle errors, that flow you've debugged 100 times because something failed silently in production. With Tramly, if your state machine is wrong, your code doesn't build. The bug that would have crashed at 2 a.m. becomes a compilation error in your development environment. It's available in Java, TypeScript, and Rust. Same guarantees across all three. And what I love about this, it's not clever for the sake of being clever, it's solving a real problem. State machines are brilliant when they work and absolutely maddening when they don't. This just moves the pain forward to where you can actually fix it. Worth having a look if you're building anything with complex workflows, right? Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Quantum computing just got a lot more practical, and I mean that in actual numbers, not hype. Researchers demonstrated that using heterogeneous architectures, task-specific hardware instead of treating all qubits the same, reduces physical qubit requirements by 138 times. 138 times. So instead of needing millions of physical qubits to factor RSA 2048 encryption, you need 381,000. Still a huge number, obviously, but it's the difference between theoretically impossible and genuinely achievable. And here's the bit that really matters. They can do it in 9.2 days. The breakthrough isn't new physics, it's architecture, matching the right hardware to each part of the computation, using intelligent error correction, encoding, treating quantum computing like an engineering problem, not just a research problem. Now, I know what you're thinking. 381,000 qubits is still a long way from what we have today. Current machines are in the hundreds, but the trajectory here is what's interesting. We went from millions to hundreds of thousands by being smarter about how we use the qubits we have. And that matters for encryption, for secure communications, for everything that relies on the assumption that certain problems are just too hard to solve. Have a think about what happens when that assumption breaks. Okay, so this one's less of a breakthrough and more of a lesson in humility. GitHub published their March incident report, 4 outages, millions of developers affected, and the pattern across all 4 is honestly kind of reassuring in a weird way, because it's not exotic failures, it's the boring stuff. Automation rollouts that propagate bad configuration, credential lifecycle gaps, cache expiration bugs cascading across all services, Redis load balancer misconfiguration during an update. One incident caused 40% of GitHub.com requests to fail. Another delayed 95% of Actions workflows, and in every case, the root cause was something preventable. Now here's what I appreciate about GitHub's response. They didn't just patch the immediate issue, they documented what went wrong, what they learned, and what they're changing. Improved monitoring, kill switches for automation rollouts, restricted deployment policies, upstream dependency safeguards. And the takeaway here? Even the best infrastructure teams hit these problems. The difference is how quickly you catch them and what you build to prevent the next one. If you're running any kind of production system, that March report is worth reading. not for the specifics of GitHub's architecture, but for the pattern. The failure modes are surprisingly universal. Right. One more before we wrap. There's a legal mess brewing around Anthropic and Claude. Two courts, two conflicting rulings, and a lot of uncertainty about whether Claude can be used for military applications. A US appeals court ruling directly conflicts with a March lower court decision. Anthropic is caught between conflicting legal interpretations. And for anyone building on Claude in government or defense sectors, that's a supply chain risk you probably didn't see coming. I'm not going to speculate on how this resolves, but it's a good reminder that when you build on someone else's API, you're building on someone else's legal landscape too, something to factor into your risk assessment if you're in a regulated space. So, stepping back from all of that, the thread running through today is efficiency, not the flashy kind, the boring practical kind that actually saves money and prevents outages. Routing tasks to the cheapest solver, catching bugs at compile time instead of production, building smarter architectures instead of just throwing more hardware at the problem, learning from failures and documenting what broke. None of that makes headlines, but it's the stuff that compounds. Something to think about for your own setup. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.